Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. Just Salon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. Just Salon Towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The Just Salon Towels bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's JustSalonTowels.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Hair Radio. Welcome to the Hair Radio Show Radio. On Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo Events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
We'll be right back.
you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
You Go Girl. You Go Girl is a brand new product line that includes an edge control hairsprays and a product that also offers relief to those dealing with an itchy scalp. Now, if you're looking to moisturize and hold twists and locks in place, You Go Girl offers a gel cream. And for the hair braiders out there, You Go Girl has a hair brand that's made of the highest of quality hair. Now, it's available in a variety of colors and textures. So, go to www.yougogirlbraidhair.com. That's you like uniform, gogirlbraidhair.com. And tell them you heard about them right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You Go Girl.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
People disrespecting and taking advantage of you is the moment they label you as difficult, crazy, and selfish. Be as difficult, crazy, and selfish as you need to be. Manipulation hates boundaries. Protect your peace. Be a blessing.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies. And we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide and the longest-running hair and beauty radio show.
Nina Simone said it best. You have to learn to get up from the table when love is no longer being served. When people stop treating you right, even if you love them, you've got to love yourself enough to remove yourself from unhealthy situations. Malcolm X said that which you do not hate, you will eventually tolerate. You have one job, which is to protect yourself so that you can fulfill your life purpose. Walking away from hurtful people is not punishing them. It's protecting you.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Good morning. Good morning, Keisha McAllister.
Hey, Carrie Hines. Good morning.
Yes, hey, thanks to you. Doing just great. Yes, I wanted to kind of jump on in with this special edition. We're calling it Ask a Hairstylist.
Yeah.
So we're real excited about that. We have a couple of questions that were all sent in to our social media, and we are so excited. So we're going to ask you, we're going to put you on the hot seat here this morning on the Radio Morning Show and our own version called Ask a Hairstylist today. Again, our very, very special stylist joining us is Keisha McAllister from Fairfield, California.
Yeah, so here we go.
Okay. Yeah, so, okay, so here's the first up is Sonia from Dearborn, Michigan. That's Dearborn, Michigan. Okay, she writes, I want to choose a new hair salon or hairstylist. She abbreviated H/S. I'm assuming it's hair salon or hairstylist. And she wants to know, should she inform the old hairstylist that she's going to leave? She says she's been with him for several years. Doesn't say exactly how many, but several years. Okay, Sonia, let's ask Keisha. Keisha, what do you say to Sonia in Dearborn, Michigan?
You know, Sonia, when it comes to finding a new stylist, it seems like it's kind of like breaking up with a loved one, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or something like that.
Yes.
I've had some people leave along the way, and they've never told me, but we've never, you know, had any beef when I saw them, you know.
How did that make you feel when they just upped and left, Keisha?
You know, I'm not the jealous type anyway, and if they were looking for a service that I don't do, then they had to go somewhere else, and that's what I took it as. So I didn't take it personal, especially when I saw them again and they were in a different hairstyle that I don't do. So you have to think that your stylist will be okay
if you leave. Yeah.
Okay. Now, can I give you my little take on this? I appreciate that. I think that's fantastic. And that is the best way, what Keisha just explained, as a professional. You know, because, you know, folks, we like to always think that our barbers and our hairstylists are interchangeable pieces on a checkerboard or something. And you guys are not. You have all different levels of skill sets and expertise. And you all have one thing you definitely share, and that's the passion for doing hair. And so, which is remarkable, and we salute you and appreciate that. One other thing I would tell Sonia, because to me, you know, when you, and especially what you said, Keisha, you likened it to breaking up with, you know, with like a relationship, if you will, because it is a relationship of a sort. And very similar to that of a boyfriend-girlfriend type thing. And you might think that the person might take it personally. But as you just heard, Keisha, our hairstylist, resident stylist, explained that she would not take it personally. But one of the other things I would do before I would really say, you know, just as a person on a human level, I just explain to the person that, you know, you're going to check someone else out, if, you know, because I believe if they, I think they'll understand just like Keisha did. I really do. I think it's okay to let them know instead of just kind of ghosting people and disappearing on them. You know, give them a moment, pull them to the side. And I think that's fine. You might even get a recommendation for that new style that you're looking for.
Because
I have a lot of friends of mine who are all hairstylists, and quite often they will literally say, well, you know what? I don't specialize in this, but you know, whoever, Joan down, you know, three doors down, this is her specialty. And they literally have come here and told me that they do that. And but not only that, I had one hairstylist who you guys have heard on the show. I won't name names. But she told me personally, she says, you know, because she had just opened up her shop in that particular neighborhood, and there was another salon right down the street. And she says that she had not met the proprietor of that shop yet. And she said that that lady knew of her new shop that had just opened, and she referred clients down to her. And I said, wow, you hadn't even met her yet. And if that's not a nice thing to do.
That is very, yes.
Is that not amazing? Only, you know, that's why I'm blown away with hairstylists and their generosity.
Yeah, it's definitely something that I do. I will put some people that, you know, some services that I don't do, I will move them onto someone else's chair, especially when I know the kind of work that they do. So, yeah, that is very true, Carrie. Very true.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, Sonia, I hope you found that helpful. We're moving on to Alex in Miami, Florida. Now, Alex is... Yeah, it says that when he picks up his wife at her hair salon, I guess she's been going to, he hears all of the gossip from both the hairstylist and the client. And this is something that he has noticed his wife is tending to do more so at home. And he's wondering, should he, you know, what should he do about it? Should he talk to the folks at the salon, or should he talk to his wife? Do you have any experience with this, Keisha? Can you help Alex?
Well, Alex, unfortunately, a lot of salons, especially if they're open-air salons, will be full of talk and gossip. A lot of times it's the celebrity gossip. There are some salons who do personal gossip. I personally don't have that issue, but Alex, talk to your wife. Because you're not going to be able to control the salon. You know, you're not going to be able to go and check, you know, the salon owner or the manager about all the stylists and the women and men who come in there and tell their own business or whatever. So he really, really needs to speak to his wife about not bringing it home.
Exactly. Not bringing it home. That's actually a very important thing. Yeah, leave it where you find it. And if you can, don't take part in it if it really bothers you. Yeah, I find that very interesting, Alex. It sounds like there's more going on there than we're able to discuss today. But yeah, talk to the wife.
And
let us know how it goes. We'd love to hear back from you.
Yes.
Yeah, right. So that's really interesting because you may not have to deal with this when you don't have a lot of other professionals there with you, especially if you have, like, you know what I mean? If you're at a big salon, you have a lot of different personalities.
True.
And this is the stereotype. Not all salons gossip. Not all men and women gossip. So we want to make sure so we're not going to just assume that that happens. That's not something that we say about the barbershops. You know, at the barbershop, it's considered, we are sitting having men-to-men, deep conversations of thought, provoking ideas. Mm-hmm. Well, believe it or not, men could be gossiping too. So am I right?
I've worked with barbers.
Yes, I've worked with barbers. They are terrible gossips.
Okay. See, I was trying to keep us on top of this.
My bad.
Oh, that's okay, Keisha. Doing great. Well, folks, if you have just tuned in, of course you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Gary Hines with our resident hairstylist. We're talking to Keisha McAllister from out in Fairfield, California. On the line today, we are so excited. Good morning. And it is our version today of Ask a Hairstylist. We got to get some nice theme music and all of that going on again. Ask a Hairstylist. So we were just covering some questions that had been written, sent in to us through our social media, and folks who have gone on to our Hair Radio online community and HR members, which is very easy to get to. You can go to www.hrmember.com. Again, it's hrmember.com and sign up and ask your question as well. Okay, so here we go. Here's another one. Let's see. Mary from Las Vegas. Okay, so she's not too far from California.
Mary
from Las Vegas, right?
Okay.
That's a few hours away. So Mary says, should she be concerned? Oh, okay. Well, this is about the big hair straightening thing that was made big news several months back. The National Institute of Health did the big report on chemical straighteners for African-Americans being potentially potentially, you know, according to their reporting, put black women at higher risk for straightening their hair. And I should say, for straightening their hair, we'll say that's what it said, chemically straightening. So chemical straighteners. So here's the thing. So Mary from Las Vegas, I guess I just want to say that this is not all, this is their reporting, the NIH, you can go and research them, again, National Institute of Health. But her question today, Keisha, is should she be concerned? So that's a good question, fair question. What do you say?
Well, Mary, I think there is some concern, especially when we have home stylists relaxing a millimeter of new growth. So we have people misusing and mishandling this product. So I think that has to be considered. But when we think about things like cancer, there are always more things to consider. What's diet? What is hereditary? You know, all these things have to be considered when it comes to this. So I say that I know that they're going to keep studying, but be mindful about your home styling and consider, just because you want a certain look doesn't mean that you have to keep frying your hair every 2 weeks. And, you have to think it's permeating your scalp and getting down into it. So be careful about what you do with your hair, especially.
I think
I think you have nailed it, Keisha. Outstanding. And I like that. Should you be concerned? Well, yes, you know, with your hair care in general, of course you're going to be concerned. So great stuff. And like Keisha said, there's more to come on these type of reports and all of this, and just be aware. But also how often you do things can play a big part in it. Yes. Just, you know, just really think through these things. You have to be your own best advocate, folks. Okay, last question, last question. Okay, now this comes to us from my home city, Philadelphia. That's where I was born and partially raised down in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, before moving to suburban New Jersey. I come from the city, like Miguel. And Miguel, now Miguel is a professional also. Okay, so hairstylist like you, Keisha. So he wants to know. Here's the question he was talking about. He wants to rent a chair or sign up or go to a salon. Do you have any advice on what steps he should take in terms of choosing a salon to work at? Are there things he should consider?
I think you should consider reputation of the salon. If you have some comrades or some coworkers or people that you know in the field, talk to them about the salon that you're considering. And then I would go from there. Consider what the process is to get in. You know, there might be a requirement of hours to be there. There might be a time limit that you can be there. There's just a lot to consider. But I would definitely start with people in the industry who know that salon. Just think about their reputation and then go from there.
Okay, that's a very good point. You really have to do your homework and research, right, Keisha? There is just no easy way and easy cookie cutter answer for you. But,
no, there isn't.
You know, it takes time. Right?
Yeah.
And this is something where you're going to be spending an inordinate amount of time. So you want to be real cautious on that level.
Right.
And I look on social media, too. I always put in the complaints to see what the folks have said. I go to, you know, something like Yelp and see what's been the general, thoughts
reputation
out there. Or, you know,
right.
Like you said, reputation. So I think you nailed it, Keisha.
I think there's just one more thing to consider. Consider if he's having to take clients with him.
Ooh.
What will be client needs? Will the clients be able to go with him, or is he trying to earn a new clientele? That is what he needs to consider.
Good stuff. Good point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of salons do not like that you take the clientele with you.
Right.
I guess it depends on which
so some people just go. Right, but some people just go with you. That's the only thing. Some people just come with you. They'll follow you anywhere.
That's true. And you know what? And the shops may have specific rules on this. So it is good to address. So I love all of this. So we're going to have to put together Keisha's list on some of this, because I think this is very helpful information today on the app, Get Hairstylist, with our very, very good friend Keisha McAllister, part of the family here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I think you passed with glowing recommendation colors, A+ across the board, tens across the board, if they say, yes. So what do you think about this, and what were your thoughts on the Ask a Hairstylist section, session today?
I thought they were very good questions. There's a lot to consider as consumers, as, you know, clients to, you know, their needs. And I think as stylists, we have to also pay attention to what we're able to offer as services, to offer as conversation, to offer as personality. There's just a lot to consider when you become a hairstylist. It's not just doing hair. It's a life-changing experience.
A transformative experience.
Yes,
well, listen,
that's what we do.
I agree 100%. And I so thank you. I mean, you knocked it out of the box today. So as the hairstylist, you guys, yes, we can't wait for the next installment of this. So always keep it right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keisha McAllister out in Fairfield, California. So tell us one more time, Keisha, let's talk a little bit really briefly about your location. Tell us a little bit about the salon and some of the things that you enjoy doing and services you provide.
Okay, well, I'm here in Fairfield, California. We are in Northern California. We are equidistant or in between. Sacramento,
in between.
Sacramento and San Francisco Bay Area. We're actually a military town. So where I work or where I have a salon suite inside of an office building and the services I provide main services, chemical, natural services, but I don't consider myself a braider, and I refer to a couple of other braiders. So, yes, this does happen. But I also serve developmentally disabled people. I serve others with special needs, and I make it maybe 2 times out of the month where those are my services and those are the clients that I serve only, because they have to be served in a special way. So I'm grateful at the building that I'm in because it has an elevator and clients are able to get into the building, whether they're on a walker or a wheelchair or something like that, or have to have an assistant. I'm able to give them a concierge service. So I'm grateful. I'm Lavender Beauty, soon to be Mohair. But right now, still Lavender Beauty, and I've been in the area about 10 years now, doing my own thing. So you can find me on Yelp. You can find me on Google here in Fairfield, California.
And certainly right here through Hair Radio. Keisha, I'm so proud of. She's in the Hair Radio online community. So when you go to HRmember.com, you can easily click there to send her a message or connect with Keisha. Follow her. And all the above, right through Hair Radio. So awesome job. Okay, Keisha, great info today on the broadcast. All right.
Yes.
I'm here. Yes, thank you so much for being with us. And until the next time, we'll have that you're back. We're going to do another edition of this Ask a Hairstylist. So you guys will have to stay tuned. All right. Thanks so much. Thank you for being with us, Keisha. We'll see you back here the next time. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and I am so excited to welcome back to the broadcast today our incredible special guest host, guest contributor. You guys know her from Hair Head Heart. Well, I am so excited to just to have her back to talk on this very particular topic that she does. It's really like a series that she does exclusively for us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's her 10 Things You Should Know. So who gets the treatment today? It is a gentleman that we just recently lost. Of course, we're talking about the mega, mega superstar in the way of black hair care, Dr. Willie Morrow. So, Mary Reed Johnson, good morning, and welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Absolutely glad to be here. It's always just exciting. I just appreciate you.
Well, back at you. And we're going to find out all about what's new with you and Hair Head Heart coming up a bit later. So first, Mary Reed Johnson, I've got to jump in. What on earth? Now, listen, I thought I knew just about everything about Dr. Willie Morrow. And just to tell you quickly, I had interviewed him like literally decades ago. We're talking over about, here's my age going out there, but about 20-something years ago, literally. And his daughter and I have been friends like ever since. Cheryl Morrow is just has been an incredible beacon in my little life, and the fans. You guys have gotten to know her. She's been on the Hair Radio Morning Show many, many, many times. And just that her family and what they represent and what she represents, and she's carried the torch. I call her literally hair royalty. You'll always hear that. That's how I refer to her because, to me, Dr. Morrow's the hair king. So real excited. So I can't wait to hear what Mary Reed Johnson has put together for us today. So Mary Reed Johnson, take it away.
All right. Well, number one, legends never die. So even though he's not physically here with us.
And we're starting at number 10, right, Mary?
Going
to count down.
Yes.
So this is number 10. Yes.
In recognition of that, I'm going to say everybody's got to lay hands on CBS Sunday Morning. There was just a small tribute to him, and I think that's important. So look at the July 17th, if you can find it, CBS Sunday Morning, and you'll see a little bit about.
Yeah, you can YouTube the guys out there, so
I think that's always good. So that would be my number 10. But he had a lot of layers, so we're going to chop into some of those layers that Willie represented. And one of them ties into what you mentioned already about his daughter, Cheryl. So one of the things Willie had was a newspaper, and it was called the San Diego Monitor, and he actually ran it for many years, and then his daughter Cheryl took it over. So I think that's another interesting fact about Willie.
Absolutely. In fact, the San Diego Monitor News, that Cheryl, she has taken over that, which has been incredible, and it's a great digital brand. I usually get the digital version online and read. Cheryl herself always has a unique way of looking at things. And she's been able to do some incredible things with this. And she's, I kind of always think of her as kind of almost like the same as, the story with Nat King Cole, and then you got Natalie and her success. That's what Cheryl has always put me in the mind for, lack of a better, different way to say it. But that's what she's always put me in the mind of, just someone who's carried the beacon on, from a very successful dad.
So this is the type of thing, and you don't have to always come from royalty. I'll say fact number 8 would be that he came from, now he had 2 children, But he came from a fairly large family in by these standards.
Really?
He was one of 8 children.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes. And,
wow.
Yeah, now, tied to that.
Was he born out in California?
No, he was from Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Yep, and his mother and father, I'm going to say that they would be the next one, number 7. They were sharecroppers. And you know what a sharecropper is?
Well, I definitely remember. Wasn't the sharecropper the folks who, after slavery ended, maintained the land for people to, you know, to have, you know, farms and stuff like that? But tell us what your research revealed.
Well, that is exactly. So his parents, like, he created a legacy and royalty, but he didn't come from that, is what I'm saying. But it doesn't matter. It's like if you are of sound mind and have intent to do better for the world around you, then you can. But he didn't let anything stop him.
Wow. Well, I'm just. Yeah, I'm impressed with that. I really am. And to, you know, I have to say, to hear so many incredible folks in the hair and beauty industry talk so lovingly of Dr. Morrow's commitment to the hair and beauty industry and what he has done for so many, I'm raising my hand as well. He's always been someone that I have modeled my career and life after as well. And everybody I know, we all, you know, look up to Dr. Morrow, you know, everybody I know in the hair business. So this has been, it's really big. So thank you, Mary, for doing this. This helps us to put his life into perspective. And we want to do that as a very special tribute on our broadcast.
Yes, like a lot of people didn't know about the magazine or the newspaper.
Right.
They didn't know where he came from. But I bet you they definitely didn't know I think we were at 7.
Number 7.
Or 6. I've lost count 6. Already.
Okay. But, well, that's okay.
Okay.
We'll give a bonus.
But this is a bonus. It might be extra. But he also wrote several books. He had at least about a dozen books.
Wow. Now, are these books out there on the internet or through?
Some of them still are. Yep, some of them still are. There was one that he wrote that had to do with how to cut hair, you know, Afro hair, when you know, from the time he was in the military, or he helped the military.
He actually did a book about that. I didn't know.
Yep,
that.
It was a manual on how to properly cut textured African American hair. That one I think you can still find. Let me look up the title. The title was The Principles of Cutting and Styling Negro Hair.
Ooh, okay.
So cute. So that was mainly for military people on military bases and in combat zones. So can you imagine?
Wow. Yes. I heard he was contracted by the Department of Defense to do just that, to teach and educate them. And I know Michael Hopkins from the Vet Talk Show has talked about it as well on his broadcast. This is really incredible for me to know. I love everything about Dr. Morrow, every detail. This is, I just, you know, I see myself in you know, I see glimpses of the work that I attempt to do. If it somehow can just, you know, even be measured to some degree in some kind of, you know, comparison, I'm just impressed.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, you can start from anywhere. Because even though he got a contract with the Department of Defense, like you mentioned, he was initially, as far as a barber, he was self-taught. So that is another fact that people don't know.
Now, that I didn't know.
Nope.
Really?
Yes. So he self-taught and then, you know, grew whatever. I don't know. I haven't found a clear answer on when he decided to get formal training. But my I'm not even sure even by the time
he... I mean, I've been grandfathered in, you know, how they grandfathered a lot of the folks who were out there for so long when they started regulating it more, you know, on...
Well, I could get that, but it's like, how in the world do you get a government contract? People, you know, spend years trying to get a government contract.
That's what I was about to say. And back in the day, now it's even more prevalent to some degree, but back in the day, you know, when nobody's even seen, I love Dr. Morrow's story because it reminds me so much, you know, when, you know, we don't sleep. Those of us who are really on our grind about the hair and beauty industry and business, you know, I'm here in Brooklyn, New York, we don't sleep. We really, we're always on it. And
that's official.
So,
I know with you. Oh, my goodness.
You know, you're very kind. And we are looking for those nooks and crannies that, and really it's to help folks. And it's, and so I get it that he was doing something way before other folks even had a morsel of an idea of, you know, he was on to 50 other things. It's
right?
Just incredible. Yeah. What
so,
he reminds
so,
me of, like, the Ben Franklin of, you know, not the, you know, I know Ben Franklin, you know, there's a controversial thing about slaves and all this stuff and all this other stuff, but he was an inventor and had so many different ideas and spread his knowledge. So by that, I, you know.
Yeah, they didn't allow themselves to be put into a box and stay there.
No, not at
so,
all.
So multidimensional is definitely the way. So we got the newspaper, we've got the self-teaching and government contracting, we've got a book written, right?
Yeah.
Do you know that he also had arts exhibits?
What?
Yes.
Really?
So his main one was one called, yes, it was called Textures, the History of Black Hair. And one of the places it was at Kent State University. So even at university level, he was recognized for doing his thing.
Yeah.
I would say we're probably around number five, but I mean he didn't have a box. I think I could do that too, and
exactly.
He did.
And you know what? That's the thing about why, you know, the African American community we take hair so literally. It's much more than something that's cosmetic for us. It is cultural. It is community. It means so much more. It kind of relates us, connects us all, if you will. And it's just something that we really bond over, pardon the pun there. so I'm just so grateful to all that he has accomplished. So, Mary, thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay. So
he wasn't selfish.
No.
Yeah, he wasn't selfish. Nope. He kind of spread his ideas around in different ways. And actually, you two, when I get towards number two and number one, you guys have even more in common than you know, I think.
Wow. Now that's a super teaser. I can't wait till you get down there. Wow.
Yes.
All right.
So we talked. Okay, he had. The book, he had the newspaper, he had government contract, he got on the university with his art show, right? Is this really sounding like you, right? He also had a product that he's tied to. A lot of people thought he invented the Jerry Curl, but he was dabbling with some stuff. But he did make it popular. And
yes,
how
well, this is what I heard about that too, Mary. You're right about the Jerry Curl. So you say he did make it popular. He popularized the curl back in the day.
Yes. So what happened was he was, you know, dabbling with different products and things like his daughter does, to my understanding as well.
Yeah, like Cheryl.
And and so he sold his experiment to Jerry Redding. So
right,
Jerry
right.
Redding, if you've heard of Redken, Nexus, and you know
right.
that
yes.
family,
yes.
He tweaked it.
And
then
the name Jerry.
Yes.
Game,
so I used to wonder what was the difference between like a California curl and a Jerry curl or a Wave
right.
Nouveau and you know some of those others. The California curl, which I thought was superior, was actually
yes.
his formulation.
Right, his thing, exactly. And we remember that they had the two. Oh, I wasn't supposed to be that old. But
I might be older than you. I'm not sure, but we're both
here.
Young in spirit. So
we're young in spirit. But I'll tell you something. And to know that our world would match up again or meet up about this and talking about the curls, you know, and even Cheryl had created something with the Curl Academy and that she would talk about on one of our shows. So I'm loving this whole story today, and I've got to just take a moment to say, first, it is incredible, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have to say my very, very special guest co-host today, you guys know her, Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Head Heart. So, Mary, let's take a moment to chat about Mary. Okay? So, first, Mary, thank you again for doing this incredible job, and we'll continue the countdown in just a moment. But what on earth, you know, for the folks that are just finding out about Mary today, this is their first time hearing about Hair Head Heart. What can you tell everybody? So all the fans will know what Hair Head Heart is all about. Mary.
Well, it is all of those things from the top down, your hair to your head to your heart, all the things that might affect it. And, for example, like safety for service hair care providers or things related to industrial hygiene. So how can they extend their careers? Just by being more knowledgeable about, you know, these types of things. So I have a book that is in process and trying to get the last little leggings of that tied up. But in the meantime, I might put out the second book before I put out the first one, just in a different format, yes. But it's about salon safety, so that's my bend right now.
Well, you're going to come here and talk about it, I hope, to
all
the fans at the Hair Radio Morning Show and over at the Upscale Magazine Radio Network. I would just love it. We want to hear more from Mary Reed Johnson.
All right.
It's
coming.
All right. Well, listen, Mary, I want to get back to this amazing countdown. Now, again, if you're just tuning in, Mary joins us from time to time with, and it's always the 10 things that you should know. And so today, who gets the treatment but a gentleman who we just recently lost, mega star in the world of black hair care, a hair scientist, if you will, a hair educator, an entrepreneur. We're talking, of course, about the one and only Dr. Willie L. Morrow. And you guys know him well. His daughter's been with us. And I can't even, Cheryl, I don't even know how many times to say Cheryl has been on this show. She's a legend in her own right, and rightfully so. So we are going to continue this conversation this morning with Mary Lee Johnson, on the incredible Willie L. Morrow. Mary,
well, my number three fact about Willie, it ties to his books, which he talked about. He had several, but the one that just like put him off the map was 400 years without a comb.
Yes, it did.
Yes, and my favorite line that I still use in my practice today is, I'm pretty sure it came from that book, and it is something about when our ancestors came here, they weren't allowed to pack first. And he talks about, you know, rediscovering this rich history and you know, why he felt compelled to, or we as a people felt the need to find alternatives. And it's not that we're, you know, odd and obsessed on hair or that we're shallow. It's that we needed to find out what was similar that we could use over here that we used to use, you know, before we came over. And so I thought that was just
eye-opening. Well, speaking of 400 years without a comb, that is, which was made into a documentary. And you guys can find it on YouTube out there and watch it. And I encourage you to do so. It's the real story. But what amazes me is that that's how I got to discover Dr. Morrow. I remember about this and had a chance to talk with him about this documentary so many years ago. And this was long before it became in vogue for everybody to have a documentary.
Right?
It really was. He was, Dr. Morrow was way ahead of his time, just ahead of his
time.
Just a smart man who knew how to innovate and educate and inform and how to, you know, support community and culture.
Yep, very productive. And, just an amazing human.
Absolutely.
Related to that, though, because you are I know you think I'm just shining the apple, but for real, you are also an innovator.
We're not going to give number one yet.
I'm only on number two. I got
you. You're on number two. Okay. Uh-oh, here we go, number two. And Mary, did you... Now, if I could even be mentioned in remotely in the same breath, I'm honored. What a great honor.
Really? He also operated radio stations.
Yes,
so he had a newspaper.
Yes.
He had a newspaper. He had an art traveling show or two. He had, you know, several books. He, you know, brought back the Afro pick, you know, all kinds of things. And he popularized the Jerry Curl.
Yeah.
But
on top of those things,
he had a radio station.
That's right. I did hear about that, an FM station, I heard. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's what you two.
Yeah.
Yes,
so you know what?
You two have that in common.
That is a big thing. Well, he was hair radio first. So we tip our hat to this incredible man. And I remember even myself being out in L.A. when I lived out in California. And Stevie Wonder owned the station out there, too. I wonder whatever happened to that. But, yeah, so many of these, because I'll tell you, especially from that generation, And Cheryl talks about this even on one of her appearances on our show. She mentions that all of these great generational gentlemen from the hair and beauty world, it was important that they put their funds and monies into a way to, you know, communicate with everybody and to get the word out about different things. It was one of the first things that everybody did, pretty much from that generation. So whether it was a magazine or a newspaper or a radio show, it was done.
Well, it certainly worked because he wasn't broke, to my understanding. So.
No, I've heard that. And we're going to, you know, one of these days we'll get Cheryl Morrow. You guys can, of course, keep tuning it into the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll get her on at some point to bring us up to speed and kind of to respond to some of these wonderful countdown items today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, Mary, please kindly do a review just from number 10 to number 2.
All righty. One thing, he was recognized on July 17th. On the CBS Morning Show as a
2000
barber who popularized the Afro pick.
Yes, you guys can YouTube that out there. Yeah.
Nine.
So really good stuff.
Yes. Nine is about his actually, because the line was that legends never die, but they are born. So he was born October 9th, 1939. Eight. Let's see. His parents were sharecroppers.
Wow.
Seven.
Amazing.
He was a self-taught barber in San Diego.
Yeah.
Three. Six. He has about a dozen books, but one more popular than the other. Well, there were several that are popular, one of them being one based on how to cut Afro hair in the military. And related to that, number five, I believe it is, he had government contracts,
yes.
Defense contract, right?
Exactly, early on, yeah.
Yes. Number four, I believe, it was an exhibit. He had an exhibit, an art exhibit that toured the country.
And
one of the places, yeah, was Kent State.
Yes.
And that was Textures, the History of Black Hair.
Yes. Wow.
Three, he was the one who sold and popularized a product that became really, stellar, the Jerry Curl.
California Curl, yeah, that's right.
Yep. He
amazing.
Had California Curl, and then he sold it to Jerry Redding, yes.
And so the Jerry was spelled, I think, J-H-E-R-I.
Yes. So that was how Jerry Redding
spelled
his
way.
Name. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah.
Number four was his most popular book was 400 Years Without a Comb.
Okay.
And, you know, some of the historical information and how he presented it was amazing. And he did have some co-writers. But this is about him today. So it was a wonderful, wonderful piece of literature. Yep.
Yes.
Three. That might have been three. And then he was
wow.
also a radio station. He operated a radio station, like Carrie.
Yes.
Yes.
Well,
and then number two. I may have my numbers off, Gary.
I think you covered number 10 through number 2. But I'm
and
going
then,
to tell everybody.
But
yes,
I've got number 1. You've got to have number 1.
Yes,
and that complete.
Right. But we got to give you the drum roll, everybody.
Okay.
And again, what you want to do is, read for yourself. You know, take a moment to Google Dr. Willie Morrow, tune in to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Visit our online community at hairadio.com. We're going to put Mary's Countdown there and so much more information that you can read and listen to and watch at hairadio.com. You can become a member. It's free to sign up. Or go to hrmember.com, hrmember without the S. Go to hrmember.com and register for a free membership to our online community. We're going to put a whole lot more information on Dr. Willie Morrow there. Okay, Mary Reed Johnson, we're ready for the number one thing we should know about Dr. Willie L. Morrow. Take it away.
Well, aside from the many other categories that he represented, he also had three patents that
really?
People wouldn't have known that he would be recognized for. But I'll just tell you a short version of them. One, he actually ended up getting a patent for the Afro comb in 1976.
Right.
Two, he got a patent in 1980 for a double twist hair roller.
Mm.
And the third patent he got most recently was for a hair straightening nozzle that you put on a blow dryer.
Oh,
and that
was in 2000. That's the one that I remember, that did real well, which is still out there on the internet, an Amazon, all that stuff. I've seen it. That's how I got to, when I got to know him, I remember that the blow dry nozzle that he was really known for. And this was a while ago, too. But, yeah, it's been out there. He's sold a whole bunch of everything he's done. Just such a smart man. And
and he just did
it. I'm impressed.
So he, definitely an inspiration, a modern-day inspiration, I hope, for everyone. It's like if you think it, Try it. Do it. It, you know, why not? Willie Morrow said we could.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like the idea, Mary, that we are continuing his legacy. And
absolutely.
That Cheryl Morrow, it represents that. His family represents it. We want to, of course, extend our heartfelt appreciation to all that they have done to contribute to our community and the world of Black hair. So,
yes. And
Mary Reed Johnson.
Can I throw in one more thing?
Sure.
You know, this man was still married to the same woman of 56 years.
He really was a stand-up man and just a great person. And there's so many, let me just say that there are many, many Black men who are in the same vein as Dr. Willie Morrow, and we don't hear of it. It's not popularized on television.
Okay.
It's not in vogue to talk about. It's usually what you guys know about the media and the general media we're talking about. And so we're not always painted in the right scope or looked at in the way that we should be. But we can look to the incredible work of Dr. Morrow. And so today, Mary Reed Johnson helped to peel back a little bit of this incredible man and with her 10 things that you should know. Mary, thank you again. Hair, head, heart. Check it out, everybody. Mary Reed Johnson,
always a
great
pleasure.
Job. All right. Okay. Outstanding. All right, folks. Keep it right here. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Today, woman, will you
All right. We are back live. It's Tuesday morning, February 14th of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines, and in Brooklyn, New York. It's about 7:16 as we broadcast. I want to bring to the line my amazing co-star. You guys know her well. Her name. Well, first of all, but we got something else to tell you about this morning with the indomitable Miss Nicole Marie. So let me just first get her on the line. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning,
Marie.
Good morning.
We are checking in.
Happy
Miss Joe. How are you, Miss Joe?
I'm great, and happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, I forgot. Yes, thank you so much. Happy Valentine's Day back to you.
Thank you.
And to all of you guys out there, yes, 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 yes. We're going to talk about that. We have to, for those
yes.
of you who, you know, because, you know, Valentine's Day can be one of those difficult days if you're single or if you just broke up with somebody. So we're going
right.
to talk about all
it
that
can.
Wonderful good stuff, how you can muddle on through and,
right.
You know, get through the Valentine's Day. I have to tell you, I remember, real quick story, I remember years ago going to the Valentine's Day event, and I told you guys this, Nicole Marie and Michael,
right.
back behind the scenes, I should say. But yeah, I remember going to the Valentine's Day event in New York City. At that time, I lived in, I think, northern New Jersey. And I remember at the party, it was so wonderful. It was all singles at this party. And there, of course, were folks dressed in red. And I imagine you to be one of those kind of folks, Nicole Marie, dressed from head to toe in red.
Oh, yes. Red is one of my favorite colors. Yes,
oh,
yes, yes.
Okay, for Valentine's Day, of course. And but I remember going to the party, and at the party, we had such a great time. And one of the singles who was there, and we just had such a ball. We just went everywhere together at the party. We stayed in touch for a little while. And that was Tyson Beckford, the model. It was his mom.
Yes.
And yeah. So we had a great time. Well, you know, we've
awesome.
Come across everybody. Everybody.
I know it.
Yeah. At some point
Wonderful.
Or another, we really have. But there were some other folks who were there as well, some notable folks. And so, well, once you start getting into this arena with hair and beauty, you kind of get to know everybody. I remember decades ago, oh, boy, I'm really dating myself here, but the very first reality show about hair was a gentleman named Jonathan Anson. He was a hairstylist out in Beverly Hills, California. And so I got invited to that event, of course.
Right.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's how I remember all these folks. And Steve
right.
Harvey's cousin was there at that event. I didn't go because it was all the way from the East Coast to the West Coast at that time, even though I started out here and went there and came back here and all that kind of stuff. But it's nice to be invited. So for Valentine's
so
Day,
nice.
Have you done a lot of these Valentine's celebrations, Nicole Marie?
I have not, Carrie. I have not.
Well, today you will.
All right.
Today
all right. All right.
Turn it out. Oh, hold it. Is it turn it out? Turn it down? Turn it
up? Turn it
is
up?
It up? Down? We're going to turn it. Is it turn it up? Or whatever it is, we're doing that.
We're doing that
oh,
right here.
We're doing that, yeah.
Right here.
So it'll be fun. Right here. Well, we
yeah.
have something bigger than Valentine's Day to celebrate. Yes.
Oh,
can you
yes.
believe it?
Oh, yes.
Bigger than Valentine's Day.
Hey,
and
we always celebrate.
Very
oh, yes.
Yes, I know you do. I want to say that Nicole Marie, happy, 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 happy birthday
thank
to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's my own
thank
rendition.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you so
oh,
much.
You got it. You got it. We just appreciate you here.
you've done some amazing things along the way.
Thank you so much.
Your journey.
I appreciate that.
And you need to be, we're going to call you out on it today and recognize you for all that you continue to do and make a difference in the lives of so many. So great.
Oh,
stuff. I
appreciate that.
Absolutely. So we're going to turn it out. Who is this? I think this was Stevie Wonder.
Then to have a world party on the day you came to be. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Okay.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it.
Into the next hour. Yeah, definitely.
I'm over here dancing, Carrie. I'm dancing,
well, you know what?
Dancing.
That song is always one of my favorites. I mean, how can it not
yes,
be?
I love it.
It is. Yeah. And I have to say, I listen even when it's nobody day.
Exactly. Just love the song.
Yeah, it's a great song. He really, you know. But see, now you, since your birthday is right at Valentine's Day, is it hard? Do you guys remember, does Mr. Luther remember every year automatically? How does all that work?
Oh, he does, Carrie, because let me tell you. Let me tell you, my birthday is on the 13th. We have Valentine's Day on the 14th. And then our oldest daughter, her birthday is on the 15th. So we always joke with him because, trust me, he does not forget. Because every year we always joke with him because we have those 3 days in a row. And he, let me tell you, he never fails to disappoint. He always comes with it, and he's wonderful. I appreciate him so much.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, this is just, it's awesome. It really is. Well, we have a big party, and they're all invited. Coming up at around 8, a little after 8 this morning, we are going to be just doing a great job of celebrating. And again, if you guys are just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie. Now, I'm in New York. Nicole Marie's out of Water Valley, MS. Water Valley, Mississippi.
In Mississippi.
I had to think for a moment. Hold it. It's not MI. It's not MD. It's not M. You know, in school, you had to remember all of that. But, yes.
Right. Well, we're all across the country, Carrie. So, that's all right.
This is true. Well, around the world. Literally.
Around the world
but, yeah,
as well,
you're
yes.
Right. You're right. State-wise, I know you talk about state. Yeah.
Right.
And we're so excited. We really are. Coming up on the 7th, and for those of you who have Facebook and all of that, I literally just put up something that we have not done before, and that's a brand new video of our event. So
awesome.
That is out there now for you guys to see. I'll put it in the radio community in just a few minutes as well, so you guys will be able to go there and check it out. So lots of good stuff, because here's the thing. A lot of folks were still asking questions about the upcoming event. You know, it's going to be a nice little, we say party. We don't just say party. We got it down.
Party.
It's going to be a party. Yeah.
You do not want to miss this party.
No, you don't want to miss it. No, I think, you know, usually when we do these wonderful times, they're so memorable. They're so memorable. Beautiful people. It's a great location. Very nice. You know, it's great music. And I think people are going to enjoy it. I really do. And
I think so, too. I'm so excited to see everyone. See you, Carrie. See you.
Yeah, to see little old Carrie Hines. which is always exciting. Yeah, right. No, it should be fun.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. We'll take a lot of pictures.
Lots of fun. Yes.
Yeah, and that same weekend, as if our event isn't enough, we've got the International Beauty Show, IBS.
Right,
they're the largest
IBS.
Hair show in the country and the oldest. And so I'm super excited about that. The event director, she's going to be on our show this Thursday. So you're going to get the skinny right from the top.
Right
so,
from
you
her,
know,
yes.
Hair Radio, we bring you the best.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm. Stay tuned, and always have your pencil and your paper because you never know what you're going to hear and what you're going to have to jot down.
You got it. Well, Nicole Marie, we would be remiss if we did not check in for a very special hope of the day from our co-host, whose birthday celebration is kicking off a little after 8 o'clock this morning. So we're going to talk about that. But what do you have for us in the hope for the day segment?
Thank you, Carrie. Well, hope is so necessary for all of us because it gives our lives meaning. And it's the belief that our future can be better than our past, no matter what circumstance we may be going through. So I just want to share hope for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of the book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. So for today, develop focus. Above all, focus is the key to progress. Without it, your skills and attributes are diluted. With it, they are magnified and intensified. Focus sets you apart from the also-rans. It enables you to see through obstacles. It clears the path to your goal. That's very important, Carrie.
Absolutely.
Focus.
Oh, boy.
Develop focus.
Develop focus. That's something I kind of live by.
Yeah.
I have laser focus. Laser focus.
Hey, we know, Carrie. We know. Yes. That's the key to progress.
Hey, thank you.
Hey,
I'll
Carrie, that's the key to making Black progress. That's
it. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Focus.
Absolutely.
Focus.
I agree. And speaking of which,
Carrie, there's so much that can distract us. So if you don't have that focus, you're easy to get off track and get off task and what you're trying to do. So you have to be able to focus.
You really do. And you're inspired.
Keep your eyes on your goal.
So much today that I'm going into my little gym here in my home and I'm going to work out.
Awesome.
I might just take you guys with me in the last few minutes of the show today. That's the only way I'm going to do it. I'll work it out today. And I just want to say how awesome it is, everything that is kind of happening and all that is moving along. We are really doing some great stuff. And
we are
happy about things. Yeah. So I'm excited.
It's exciting.
Now, coming up, and we're going to talk, we got a long, wonderful, exciting show today. We're really at the halfway point, literally, to the minute.
So,
and coming up in just a few minutes. Oh, yeah. We've got the Irrepressible Blue. She is the proprietor of Divine Energy Luxury Candles, and we're going to talk to her about that. And then coming up in just a few minutes, we've got Michael Hopkins. We've got to check in with Michael. Today's
our king of planes.
A lot going on. Yeah, we've got a lot coming up today after Nicole Marie's wonderful celebration. So that's coming up in about a half hour or so. And then at 8:30, we've got Michael Hopkins, who now is, I call an ACA, an accredited claims agent. Yeah, you know I give everybody, you're going to get a name. If you're working on a hair radio show, you got a name. So he's going to be with us as well in just a bit.
So proud of him.
Yes. Yes, me too. I mean, this is how you do it, literally. So why don't we take a little tiny commercial break, and when we come back, Blue will be with us. So I think this is going to be great. And she's got the scent of the day. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that will help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRMember.com to sign up.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Bond of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
I'm too old to worry about who likes me and who doesn't. I've got better things to do. So if you love me, I love you. If you support me, I support you. If you hate me, I don't care. I'm too old to worry about who likes me and who doesn't. I've got better things to do. So if you love me, I love you. If you support me, I support you. If you hate me, I don't care. I'm too old to worry about who likes me and who doesn't. I've got better things to do. So if you love me, I love you.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all-natural hair care products. We use all-natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. JustSalonTowels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. Just Salon towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The Just Salon towels bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's JustSalonTowels.
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Kerry, over to you.
All right, thank you, Angela. It is Tuesday morning, February 14th of 2023. I'm with Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Happy Valentine's Day, Nicole Marie,
Happy
to all
Valentine's
the fans of the broadcast.
Day. Yes.
Yes. Well, listen, it's time to get on the one and only, all the way from Jacksonville, Florida. She is the queen of Candle Talk. We're talking about Blue. Yes.
Good morning,
Divine
Blue.
Divine Energy Luxury Candle Line. Blue, good morning. You're on with Nicole Marie and Kara Hines. Good morning, Blue.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Valentine's Day, you guys.
Same to you.
Valentine's Day, Kerry and Nicole.
Thank you so
and
much.
Michael.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Everybody has their chocolate. Well, because of you, we've been having chocolate every day.
Exactly, exactly. We certainly have.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, well, first of all, let me back it up just a little bit. Because a lot of you, this is your first time tuning in. What we do every day mid-show, we celebrate. Blue is here. You know, she runs Divine Energy Luxury Candles. And she gives us a scent of the day. And a scent of the day really transforms. It's a transformative experience, I call it, because we start at one point on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Then by mid-show, we take it's like we get a reprieve, a breather, and all of that.
Yeah.
And can literally
takes
enjoy
us away.
It takes us away, like the old Calgon commercials. So
right.
We love that. Now, that really dated myself back then. I don't remember that. I was probably just a baby, we'll say. But, yeah, I have to tell you, we love your wonderful candle talk. And so what last week, she came in with some chocolate talk.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We saw some chocolate.
And we
so
haven't been able to get
really,
past it since then.
We haven't gotten past
it. We had to get ready for today. We had to get ready.
Uh-oh.
We had to start early. Yeah, exactly.
We are excited to know what you have in store for Valentine's. I don't know how you can improve upon chocolate.
I don't know. How you going to talk to
well, you know, there, Blue. Yes, down in Jacksonville, Florida. What can you tell us today?
Well, I definitely didn't want to keep you guys on that sweet tooth path because I didn't want to have nobody's dentist and Dr. Bill for the dentist coming to me. However, it's still winter for us all. I woke up with 41 degrees today. Everybody's still in that cold winter phase.
Yeah.
So I said, hey,
let's make sure that folks know that that's regional. Now, she's in Jacksonville, Florida. But 41 to you is a bit on the nippy side. 41 to us in Brooklyn, New York is a beach day.
Hey. Well, we're going to come to you with some sugar plum blossoms today. How about that?
Wonderful.
Yes, we're going to. Sugar plum blossoms.
I didn't know they were a real thing.
Yeah,
sugar plums
awesome.
Were at Christmas. Yes, there's a real such thing as sugar plums.
Yeah, we're going to all just take an enchanting winter walk, revealing a playful scent of tart black currant and sparkling wine, dancing with sensual roses and sweet red apples and a little sleepy sandalwood and a earthy moss. That is beautiful. Yes, and we have top notes of black currant and sparkling wine. Who doesn't like a little wine every now and then? And then some middle notes here. We have the sensual rose and dark berry and red apple.
Mm.
And then that base note, we have sandalwood, sugar, and moss. So this sugar plum blossom is more on the sweet and earthy side, you know, with the sandalwood and the earthy moss, you know.
Right.
We love that.
So you're going to get that tart black currant, which is your sweet, that wine, which is depends on how you like your wine. And then you got the rose and the sweet red apples. So, you know, this is a really beautiful, beautiful, soft scent.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's like a bathroom scent or, somewhere where you just want it to be really, welcoming into that space.
Oh, that sounds so nice. It really does. I absolutely love it because I can put a little candle over on the side and just sitting in relaxing, wonderful little space I have for a steam. I love it.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Any small space will work.
Thank you, Blue. Love it.
Yeah,
I love
Blue,
it.
It conjures Valentine's Day to me. It's a Valentine's
it does.
Could have, that's what it does. So it's nice. Really nice.
I love it.
And I love
sugar
the simplicity.
Plum.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
I'm thinking sugar plums under a whole
sugar
new life now.
Yes. There you go. There you go.
I'm going to Google sugar plums right after this today.
There you go. Yes. Come on now.
I have to Google it. Blue,
yes,
as always, we just appreciate you. Divine.
We certainly do.
Luxury candles. You hear the commercial playing here all the time. And Blue's here with us each day about this time to give us a really, really amazing scent of the day. So we appreciate
it. And she brings it every day.
And, guys, don't forget, she has a lot. Blue, you have a lot of candle scents. Now, I want to make sure that folks know this. How about if they go on there, and trust me, you'll probably see something that you like, but what about if they don't see a particular scent they have in mind? What should they do?
What they should do is send me an email or a message. They're both up on the website, and let me know what it is that they're looking for. That way I can get, you know, right on it to check my stock. And if it's not up there, because I do have a lot of scents that's not on the website, because it's just that many. And it's just, I don't want to overwhelm people with all the scents. Yeah, I don't want to overwhelm people with the ton of scents that I have.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they could just reach out to me. However, reaching out starting February 20th.
I just want to remind, not to interrupt you, Blue. I just want to make sure people are clear on this. Guys, you can always, 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 Blue, you are on our hair radio community. And so let me just be clear. You guys can always go to hairadio.com. That's hairradio.com as well. And reach out to us. We, of course, will connect you with Divine Energy Luxury Candles. And when you do get Blue, you tell her that you came right through this broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We want to make sure that she knows we are we're spreading the word here. All right. Well, hang on. We've got to bring Mr. Michael Hopkins, our partner in crime. You guys know Michael. He's the accredited claims agent.
Yes, he is.
Very official. Blue, I don't think we told you. Michael passed his accreditation. We're so excited and proud of him. Michael, good morning.
Congratulations,
Michael.
Good morning.
Congratulations to you.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, team. From beautiful downtown Spotsylvania here in Virginia.
Yes, it is.
Very special day. And happy birthday to Nicole Marie.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Nicole.
So much today.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
And Blue.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, we got to get Blue up in here too. And we're talking what is it, the sugar plum fairy thing? You know, I saw him dancing in my head this morning when you said it.
Yes.
Well, I didn't know there was a fairy attached to it, Michael.
it's a Christmas thing, man.
And the sugar plum blossoms, but, you know, we'll take the fairies too if you like.
We'll take the fairies, and she did mention the wine for those of you who like to have a little drop or two.
Sound like a plan so far.
Okay, so I'm just excited, as always. Really good stuff, and we're just so proud of all of you. All of you are doing amazing things, and it's remarkable. It really is. And while I have you guys, let me take a moment. I have got to shout out our wonderful new folks who are in part sponsoring this program. And they're the folks at Just Salon Towels, justsalontowels.com. And I love them because they have this incredible process, which really is great for folks who are like the hairstylists and the professionals who try to use bleach to take out the dyes and things like that in the towels. So these towels, which are by JeffSalonTowels.com, automatically you don't have to do that because they are bleach resistant. And so it's really, there's a special process.
Great.
It's a wonderful, wonderful company. Check them out, guys. We welcome them to the Hair Radio family. You'll be hearing a whole lot more about JessSalonTowels.com. And, Michael, we're just so excited to have you on with us.
Yeah.
Real good stuff. Yes. Now, one of the big reasons is because Michael's coming up at 8:30 this morning with a new vet talk. Michael, what is in store for us today?
Wow, Carrie. What's in store for us today? We are going to be starting at episode 6,
number 14,
Q claims. That's where we're going to start because we're talking about the top terms every veteran should know when they're filing for compensation.
Guess what, folks? Michael, we're at 5 today. We're at 5 today. But, I think you're a week ahead. But anyway, it'll be real good. Yeah, I think it's episode number 5 today. And then we'll be at 6 on the 19th, on the 21st of February. So, yeah, we're at episode number 5. But that's okay, Michael. We'll be at 6 soon enough. And the important thing is that these are top terms. So these are top terms, as you said, that every veteran should know about claims, about filing
their
claims. So
true. I'm guessing I'm so excited. That's what it's all about. I am so excited with this.
Well, we're going to keep you on track here, Michael Hopkins, with all of that. So not a problem. We're excited as well. So coming up, we don't want you going anywhere. We'll talk a little bit more as well leading into the show, a little before 8:30. We'll talk a little bit more about it. Michael, get you some coffee now. We got to get you, wake on up and get on into the party. Remember, coming up in a few minutes, we got Nicole Marie going to help us to celebrate. So it's time. We're expecting you to be on the table with a lampshade. And so we're going to put you up and ready. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
And remember, Blue was talking about the wine. For those of you, if you need to get you a little liquid courage in the morning, we're going to turn our head. We don't encourage you guys out here to do it. But for those of you who need something in the coffee, we're going to turn our heads.
Okay. Mine is for medicinal purposes, right?
Well, you know what? We want you whatever it takes, brother. We don't pass judgment here.
Not at all.
They're gonna move me right on off the show today. Listen, guys, we have a lot to get into coming up in the next hour. Yes, of course, we're gonna be really having a great party with Nicole Marie's birthday celebration. It's always Veterans Day. It's Valentine's Day.
Even veterans celebrate Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right,
yeah.
Michael? Tell us, do you remember celebrating one of these the holidays when you were overseas?
The good thing about when you're in the military, you know how to create things, and even though it's a holiday and we may celebrate it here in America, but as military people, we know how to just find things, design things real quick, and it just becomes like a piece of home that a lot of the military people miss. So it just makes you think about home more and the camaraderie and all that. So it becomes a beautiful thing, Carrie and Nicole Marie.
Right.
And I know, especially
right.
Nicole Marie, you remember all of this stuff.
I certainly do.
Yeah. Did you guys celebrate a bit, really, Nicole Marie? Because you're a veteran's wife, right?
I am, and also my dad was retired Air Force, so I lived that military life as well. And yes, we did celebrate. My parents always made it special. We always had a little, not just. Just for adults, it was for the children to celebrate as well. And we celebrated as a family. We had our own little celebration at home, had our own little party. And actually, I do the same thing with our kids as well, because really, if you look at Valentine's Day, I know a lot of people, oh, well, I'm single. I don't have a mate or a spouse or whatever the case may be. But Valentine's Day is a celebration of love. You know, it's a day to remember everyone, you know, everyone that you love and that love you, that the people that you have in your life, which means, you know, your family, your friends. It doesn't have to be a significant other. It's just your family, your friends, all those people that you love and that love you. You celebrate
each other. Love it.
Oh, love it.
But Marie, when you are single, here's what I suggest, folks. I am single, so I'm going to talk. I think I'm the only one of our hosts today who is single. So I have to officially tell you how I weigh in on Valentine's Day. And, I hearken back to when I was a little chap, little boy. And yeah, exactly. Yeah, I can remember that far back, Michael. Okay. but I remember getting I don't know if they still make this, but it was called construction paper. And we would make little things, and I would use the Elmer's glue and cut out a little red heart and make a little card and take it home to Mama.
And that was my first
Valentine. And it still remains a great memory for me. I celebrate me on Valentine's Day.
That's it.
I celebrate me. And I love that. And just like you said, the love in your heart, you know, we at Hey Radio, we love you guys out there. You tune in.
We certainly do. We love you and appreciate you.
And inspire us. And it's a two-way street here at the Bronx.
Yeah.
So we are super, super excited, and we thank you. So listen, I'm going to take a little bit of a little hair talk this morning, take care of a little bit of that. You guys heard from Keisha this morning on Ask a Hairstylist. Well, we have
Ask a Hairstylist segment.
Yes, we have a new Ask the Hairstylist that's coming up next. And it's just a couple minutes, but very interesting. I think you guys are going to like it. And then we are going to roll on in with Nicole Marie's celebration time.
All right.
And I have some announcements and some updates on some bookings and stuff like that. So you really don't want to go anywhere this morning.
Stay tuned.
Yes, stay tuned. Okay, so why don't we go ahead and take a little break and then roll on in with Ask a Hairstylist. It's I believe this is like number two in our series. So just stay with us. It's all new. We'll be right back. Lots more to get to this morning.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hinds is the longest running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
All right, it's Friday morning, February 14th, 2023, and we are so excited. Again, this is really a great day to celebrate, and we've got a lot more celebration to go this morning, so we're going to have you guys to just stay with us and keep it right here. We've got much more to go.
Introducing our brand new 24/7 Hair Radio Broadcast Network. Listen at hairradio.com. It's hair and beauty talk all around the clock. Great guests, great topics, and much more.
Oh, Shelley, I have to say, to me, and this is, from the fan side, looking, it seems to me that there would not be possibly a Tyler Perry if there hadn't been, you know, if there wasn't a Shelley Garrett. So is that just the way I'm looking at it? Or, you know, I've heard other folks say that, so I don't think I'm alone in that. But tell me what your thoughts are. I know that that you have inspired him as well, I'm sure.
Well, Tyler is from New Orleans. He was living in New Orleans. When the show came to New Orleans at the Singer Theater on Canal Street, he came and saw the show three times. Now, that was before he was, quote-unquote, Tyler Perry. You know, he was not a playwright at the time. And
he certainly wasn't Madea.
Don't know. None of that. And the theater manager, her name is Gail, told me that the same guy is coming to watch the show. And she said that was the third time. He sat all the way in the back. And he had a clipboard and a pen with him.
Oh, that was it.
She asked him, what was he doing? You know, she didn't know what he was doing. And he says, I'm taking notes because this is what I want to do in life. And I will tell you right now.
Guys, that was the indomitable force, Mr. Shelley Garrett. Yeah. That, the late Shelley Garrett, and we just wanted to take a moment to pay tribute to this man who meant so much to me as a theater legend. And I had a chance to chat with him a couple years before he passed away. And his wife, Doris, is still a great friend to us right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. But right. Shelley Garrett, for those of you who may or may not, you know, you're not from necessarily the hair industry, well, you don't have to be to know who he was. This inspirational man did so much in his day. We're going to continue to pay tribute to him, but just real quickly, he inspired this Tyler Perry with all that he's done. And I had a chance to ask him, as you heard about that. So he was right here on our show. Plus, when they celebrated their 30th anniversary of the Beauty Shop plays, I have to say that Shelley's folks personally asked me to write his article, and it's on the internet, so all that stuff is out there. So much stuff we've done in this industry, and we're real proud of it. So wanted to just go ahead and say that. So now on to Nicole Marie. We're going to go ahead and get on this Ask a Hairstylist, and then lots more to talk about with you. So stay with us.
All right.
I'm going to just roll on in, folks. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I am so excited to, of course, have our amazing hair folks on from right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my great honor to reintroduce Keisha McAllister, all the way from out in Fairfield, California, along with our long stalwart participant here at Hair Radio. We're talking about, you guys have heard her commercial right here, Siobhan Desir, Roots Rock Salon in West Orange, New Jersey. So great to have you guys join us. And let me just say, Keisha, you have your wonderful Lavender Beauty shop out in the West Coast. So I just want to make sure I mention that. Welcome, guys. Hello. And I think this is your first time meeting through the radio. So welcome.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Both of you is awesome. So listen, I want to jump right on in. Keisha, we've done this before where we have Ask a Hairstylist, and we've done some of those segments. And Siobhan, you've heard this, and we chat a bunch off the air about these things. So this is going to be quite fun today. And I had some folks who kind of suggested some questions for us, and I'm going to read them.
Okay.
The first one is from Bessie. Bessie is in Detroit, and she says, I just moved from Houston, Texas to Michigan. I used to tip my hairstylist and the shampoo girl. This is what she writes. The new shop, she says, this is the new shop. The hairstylist is the owner. Whom should I tip and why? Okay, so if the hairstylist is the owner, I guess is our question. Should she tip the owner or slash hairstylist, or does that matter? You know, how do you feel about that? Keisha, we'll start with you, I guess, all the way from California. So what do you say? And how do you feel about tipping and all of that?
Well, I mean, tipping is, I guess, as tipping does. You do have some clients who are grateful every single time you sit in your chair, and they tip you. But then sometimes you just have people who will keep coming back. And I'm grateful for the repeat client. You know, if they keep coming back and they send referrals and, you know, next thing you know, you're doing three generations of a family, then I'm okay with that because they just keep coming in. So.
Right.
Even if they don't tip, they keep coming back. Right. Because they give me another person. And that person is coming. You know, really. And it means that I'm doing a good service. And it means that they trust me and they're telling, you know, their family. So I'm grateful either way, honestly. As the owner hairstylist.
Right. Exactly. You are an owner hairstylist. And this is the thing that I wanted to really delve into. Tipping has come up over the years here at this broadcast. We've talked about it endlessly on many episodes. And Siobhan, I don't know if you remember this, but we did a tipping guide. Do you remember that from Hair Radio years and years ago?
Oh, my goodness, a long time ago, yes.
Yes, we had a little card with an actual tipping guide on the other side. And we used to pass out those tipping guide cards as if they were needed. They weren't so much needed, I guess. But people, maybe, I don't know. People have always wondered. See, you guys are on the professional side. But I think people have been curious. I've always wondered about that, too. So it's nice to have you guys kind of weigh on in about this. Now, Siobhan, how do you feel about the whole subject of tipping? And you're both on different coasts, so it might even suggest that, you know, things can be regional a little differently, but how do you feel about it across the board? Do you have a certain perspective on it?
Honestly, I think anytime you're dealing with any type of service industry, when someone's doing the service, I think it's good to give a tip. Understanding we're in a, you know, different time now where, you know, it's not easy for everyone.
It's not, right.
So, So, you know, just to tag upon what Keisha stated, you know, sometimes just that repeat client is tip enough and the referrals, you know. So, So, you know, we're really going through a different time now. So, but I think anytime you get a service, you know, it's great to tip or show some, and tip doesn't necessarily have to be monetary. You know, just a token of appreciation is good.
Wow. How nice.
That's very true.
Wow. Well, okay, next question. And Siobhan, I'm throwing this at you. It's from Rob in Minneapolis. And he writes here, let me see, hold it, let me see if I can understand what he wrote here. Okay, he writes that, he's a hairstylist. Okay, he's a professional, that's what he said. So here, how do I stop my clients from canceling appointments at the last minute? Wow, that's a big one. Siobhan, what do you say? Well, first of all, have you experienced this, Siobhan, this year?
Oh, absolutely. It happens. It's part of business. But what happens, what happens as a salon owner or a stylist or what have you, you have a certain amount of hours that you're doing per week for here, you know. A good practice is to figure out your dollar or your hourly average for that and estimate the amount of services you're doing in that time. From a business standpoint, then it's good to kind of gauge what your minimum hourly rate is and put your price in to put that in there so it can cover those cancellations. Now, if you're able to operate with minimum or no cancellations, you might be able to watch your cost and maintain, you know, productivity within your salon. So there is a formula involved in that, you know, just to keeping prices low is part of not having many cancellations. But if it becomes cumbersome where you're getting a lot of cancellations, there may be a need to, one, either require a deposit to maintain you know, your basic average hourly base pay, or, you know, however you're going to do it and so forth, because there's a lot involved. That's a slot, you know, when you have people waiting to get in there to sit in your chair and you're giving that time to someone and they're calling last minute and they can't come, then, you know, that's something that you definitely have to find a way to pivot around.
And that's the thing that kind of really gets me, because I can relate, even though I'm not doing hair, okay? But I can certainly relate, because when I've scheduled time, then that's time I've literally taken away from my schedule and my calendar, in which I could be earning more. But I see, I hear what you're saying about, you know, kind of figuring that versus the ones who do show. But, you know, I just have to say, how difficult is it for people to have a little bit of,
it's a difficult time again, because we're coming through this pandemic. So sometimes it's to no fault of their own. So if you're ill
That's
or you're
true.
Unwell, of course, you know. So some stylists and salons, they're charging what they call a COVID service charge fee or what have you, you know. Because of that, you know, you're going to get cancellations if they're sick, and you don't want them in your chair if they're not
forgot. Yeah, you know what? You're right. So this, I have to think post-COVID. You're right. That was maybe before I should have felt that way, but now you're right. If they say they can't make it, maybe it's a good thing if they can't.
That's
I don't know. Keisha, do you experience that out on the West Coast here? You know, I guess every hairstylist and every service industry person might face this at some point.
You know, now that I work with some older clients, some of them have different medical issues, and things do come up, like last minute, even when they're on their way, they might need to go to the emergency room versus come and sit in my chair. So, and these things have happened. So, and then having had some other things happen myself, I have had to consider things do happen at the last minute. But I also consider from a business standpoint, we've taken this time out, and I have to respect that. And when I'm off schedule, it throws your schedule off. And in turn, you know, now I'm throwing off your day. So I do understand from both standpoints, but I have to learn to consider that anything can happen in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And when I am wrong, you know, then I apologize. And like, okay, I screwed up. Or, you know, something happened, or a service went left. You know, things like that also happen behind the chair. You know, so things just happen. We had to chuckle a little bit.
I didn't expect so much honesty today. I love you guys. No, I'm teasing. You know, I'm just joking here. But listen, if you guys have just joined us, of course we're having fun here. You are listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines with an all-new segment of Ask a Hairstylist. And today we have our two great hairstylist friends, and they're really part of the family here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys know Siobhan DeSeer. She is the charge behind Roots Rock Salon out in West Orange, New Jersey, which is just doing fantastic things. You guys hear the commercial right here. And, of course, Keisha McAllister. All the way, and you have such a great name that just rhymes. Keisha McAllister, just nice to say, all the way out in California, and we're talking about Fairfield, California, up north. And so it's great to have you guys. You are literally have the country between you, and real excited. What I love about this is that, because I often thought, I said, well, maybe things might be a little different as you kind of regionally, but. You guys, I appreciate your feedback this morning. It really kind of drives it on home. Real quick, I have one more so I think it's your turn, Keisha, on this. Now, it's a new hairstylist. Her name is Tina. Tina is her name, from Boston. Tina from Boston. She writes, she's a new hairstylist, and she loves the hair radio show. Of course you do. Thank you. And she says, okay, so she wants to know any advice on doing consultations with her prospective clients, anything you want to share that you can pass along to Tina, who's just starting her career out in Boston, Massachusetts. So Keisha, do you want to take that?
Okay. Well, Tina, welcome to the hair world. It's going to be lots of hours on your feet. You have to love it. Yeah, you have to love it. But when it comes to a consultation and prospective clients, I don't take a client without a consultation because not only am I trying to feel if we're going to, you know, our energy's out, but I'm also trying to figure out what this person has been doing with her hair, with their hair, or what their expectation is. I'm finding out if they're on any medications, if they have some sort of it's just so many things that we need to know. And then also do like a little liability, you know, form to say, you know, if something happens, especially if they have medical issues, because that will change the way your hair even takes shampoo sometimes. So we have to be mindful of how we work behind the bowl. So I would tell her to ask as many questions as possible because there's no stupid question, even if you ask it over and over again, because people have different definitions for the way we speak. You know, they might say, well, and I might say, a pit. You know what I mean? It's different the way we communicate and the form. Or just sitting down and talking to the person, it will really help with that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it seems to me, and we started to do things a little differently over the course of time with regards to these consultations with the infusion of the internet and video conferencing and all of that. So technology, on one hand, could have helped. But it could have also exacerbated it in a sense, if, you know, by losing that personal touch. But Siobhan DeCia, now out at your shop, so out on the East Coast now, over at your shop, your Roots Rock Salon, Siobhan, how do you let me just ask you, would you offer any other advice to this young lady who's just really getting on her way in Boston?
Honestly, consultation is almost just like the foundation of a house. You know, you got to get the information. If someone comes to you and says they want a house built, you don't know what kind of house it is they want. So you got to gather up that information. So the consultation, I think, is most of having a successful service.
Most importantly.
If you're bypassing the consultation, there's a high probability that you won't be pleased with the end result.
So this is true. I mean, that's something else. I think you are correct there. Yeah, I really appreciate that, guys. And this is important. Go ahead. Were you going to say something?
No, I think the way Keisha put it is it can't get any better. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. And I think for most hairstylists coming in, you really rewind this recording and take a good listen to exactly what she said. Yeah. It'll save you a lot in the long run.
Awesome. And I appreciate that, too. And this is the thing. Yeah. Good stuff, guys. Absolutely. Okay, well, I just want to say thank you because taking the time quite often to kind of catch up with our illustrious hairstylists, you both are always so busy, literally, and we just appreciate you taking the time to chat with us right here on the broadcast.
Thank you. Great job. Thank you.
Yes.
Ruth Rock Salon. Thank you.
Yes. Great job. Ruth Rock Salon out in West Orange, New Jersey. And, of course, Lavender Beauty out in Fairfield area, out in California. So thank you both again for being with us, and we'll see you on the next installment of Ask a Hairstylist right here.
Good morning, everybody. I am Cammie Love, Kid Entrepreneur, and I made a book about children's hygiene in hygiene in general, and kids going to the hair salon. You should buy my book, and I encourage you to buy my book, because it is inspiring to young child authors, and it is inspiring to young girls and young boys and young children.
That's 11-year-old author Cammie Love and her book, Cammie's Spa Party. It's on sale today at Amazon. Pick up this amazing book for young minds, Cammie's Spa Party.
Then to have a world party on the day you came to be. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday.
All right, all right. It is Tuesday morning, February 14th of 2023. We are live this morning. I'm Carrie Hines in Brooklyn, New York, with Nicole Marie down in Water Valley, Mississippi, and Michael Hopkins in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Good morning, as you heard. We wonder,
good morning,
and we
again.
Only roll out TV
yes.
one morning. Okay. So, yes. happy birthday to you, Nicole Marie.
Thank you so much.
So now yesterday was your actual birthday on the 13th. You guys
yes.
know you're here. We broadcast live Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday morning from 6 to 9 Eastern. So today is Valentine's Day. It's the 14th, 2023. So let's go back. What did you do yesterday, right, Mike? Don't let inquiring not mind want to know. What did you do for your birthday?
Oh, yes.
Inquiring mind. Well, Carrie, I did go to work on yesterday. I didn't take off. I went to work.
Oh, my. Okay. Okay.
However,
awesome.
I did celebrate with my family. They always make it so, so special for me because my birthday is somewhat bittersweet, Carrie and Michael. I was actually born on my mom's birthday. I was due in April, but I came early and I was born on February 13th on my mom's birthday. And my mom passed away suddenly in 2014. And so that day it's a celebration, but it's always bittersweet for me. But my family always makes it so, so special for me, and I just appreciate them so much. I always tell them they don't have to buy me stuff because I'm a very simple person, but they always do anyway. So they bought me a cake and ice cream and flowers, and they bought me a gift card and cards, and I just love and appreciate them so much. And I want to thank all of you. I want to thank our broadcast family, the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Everybody just made it just so, so special for me. I received calls, messages, texts, just everything. And I just so, so appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you so, so much. Thank you.
Well, you bring a lot to the table. And Michael, you agree on that. Nicole Marie.
Oh, 100%, Carrie Hines.
Yeah.
100%.
And I've got to say,
well,
whether it's Michael with the Vet Talk,
I like that.
You know,
Vet Talk,
Right. Yes, exactly. Or producing, helping us to talk, producing segments, show that inspire women with your Girl Power Talk. And you do each day with your Hope of the Day Talk. And keeping us abreast and weighing in on different news stories and stories that impact, particularly stories that impact women, wives, children, the family, and so much more.
That's just so important to me, Carrie.
Well,
that's just what I love.
You're doing all of that. And then if that's not enough, you sit on the board down in your city, your community board.
My city council,
You're doing so much stuff. So we just tip our hat to you. We're so proud of all that you're doing.
Yeah.
And we take time to honor you on your birthday. So,
thank you so much. I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
Wow.
Now, we all get to celebrate Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And like I just saw the flash on the screen. Be your own Cupid. And that's what I say. Be your own Cupid.
Be your own Cupid.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
Sounds
so
like
important.
A plan to me.
Yeah, you really should. You need to kind of always remember to toot your own horn. And that's
so
how
true.
I look at it. Now, those of you, you know, I put on the music and I go to town just enjoying myself and having a great celebration. You know, from everything like Blue said earlier today, we put on candles and just that mood for yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
turn
yeah.
up the music.
Yeah.
Pamper
if
yourself.
Nobody's around,
yep.
dance on through your house. And that's what
pretty
I
pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. That, you know, folks are looking through the window, that's up to them. You
yeah,
remember.
Yeah. Well, Carrie and Michael.
Private.
Well, yes. Carrie and Michael, really. Every day should be Valentine's Day because, like I said, it's a celebration of love. We should love on our family, on our friends, everybody all the time, every day of the year. You know, this is just Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
is just one day. So,
like
a plan to me. Celebration.
Oh, yeah.
Show them you love and care about them every day.
Yep.
Yes. Wow. And I agree. You really should. You know, and every day is Valentine. We're going to make it from here on
right.
out to Tomer. Every day is Valentine's
every
Day.
Every day. Yeah.
Yes. Now, for those of you who are in these incredible relationships and doing amazing things and you are partnered up, you know, more power to you. Remember to always keep your individuality, even in those types of occurrences.
So true.
And just again, celebrate one another, celebrate the family. There's a lot to be thankful for and to be appreciative,
is.
Even on Valentine's
Day. Every day.
Really good stuff.
Yeah. Every
day. So love it.
We're going to continue to keep rolling ahead. Now, I got to remind everybody, we got some amazing updates this week. We absolutely do. Coming up on Thursday, well, first of all, tomorrow, we have a special episode coming up about 8 o'clock on Wednesday. Well, tomorrow's show, we have a wonderful person who's joining us. You really don't want to miss getting to know her. Her name is Sarah. She's going to be hosting our red carpet at our live Monday, March 23 event. In New York City. So you'll get a chance to hear from her mouth all about this event and got so much more and some things you don't know about. So you don't want to miss Tara tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Right.
Tara because she's got a lot to talk about tomorrow. So she's going to be hosting the hour with us on tomorrow's broadcast. Thursday show, we've got the at IBS, we got the International Beauty Show. The Top Cheese is with us. Event director will be joining us at 8 o'clock, in our spotlight hour on Thursday. That's
great.
The 16th of February, so coming up in a couple of days. Then the 17th, which is Friday, this Friday, we've got Wayne Smith, the mayor extraordinaire, joining us. Now, this Friday, let me just work it in quick. We're taking a look. There's this man that's in Congress that everybody has been talking about. You guys know he has a little bit of a challenge with, so it seems, with the truth. Okay, so we're going to be talking. We got the whole hour to
just
talk about.
Just a little
bit. Go in.
Wow.
You know him. His name is Santos, and they call him Santos.
How about that?
It's not a secret out there. So this all news. If this is news to you, you're not doing your homework, folks. So George
I'm like
Santos, we're going to be Santos. We're going to be talking about him all Friday around 8 or so. If you have something to say, and almost everybody has something they want to say about this fellow. So
oh yeah,
I'm going to miss that. Wayne Smith is going to walk us through that. and any political news. We'll check in with the Dynamo himself. And then coming up, I still have another mayor who's running for mayor down in South Carolina and the big city in Charleston. So we're going to check in with her. We've got, of course, we've got the big folks here.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
The big folks. Want to say thank you to Jessalyn Towels. You guys want to check them out, jessalyntowels.com and everybody else. So, Michael, we're going to send you off so you can get ready for the show. So you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day, Michael Hopkins with Pet Talk Radio, which is coming up next. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Great
stay
job,
tuned.
Nicole Marie, right? I'm just enjoying
wonderful,
this today.
Wonderful. Yes, it's a wonderful
right.
day.
Yes. So
I'm definitely enjoying it.
Yeah. Okay. Here's Michael. All right, guys. All right, Michael Hopkins, it's time for a new, fresh episode here today of the Vet Talk Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York, with, of course, Michael, our host in Spotsylvania, Virginia, and a special guest today. I am so excited to welcome none other than one of the original Vet Talk Radio Show angels, of course. We're talking about the one and only Nicole Marie, who's now my co-host over on the Hair Radio Show side. So good morning to everybody. Good morning, Michael Hopkins.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah. So I am so excited to get down into some great veteran talk this morning. Of course, to salute every veteran and fan of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We love you. We thank you. We appreciate you being a part of this whole entire endeavor. And so today's broadcast is very special to us. So we're happy to have Nicole Marie to help us to break it on down. And none other than the King of Claims, Michael Hopkins, what do you have? First of all, tell everybody what today's topic is all about.
Well, Carrie, today's topic is all about the top 10 turns every veteran should know when filing a claim. And, you know, Carrie, we have had such a tremendous response from this. I mean, it's just been electric. And the veterans, you know, they have been so very positive about this, because they know how important it is for them to know these terms, because they're just so very important. And I love
you
doing this.
Too far along here on this. Yes, I want to just make sure it's clear, because it ain't just in terms. Michael, you have an entire series.
Right.
40 terms.
Right.
So there's a big difference. So I want to make sure that's clear out there. Michael's been covering, he's put together an entire 8-part series that this really breaks it on down. And so each broadcast, each episode of this incredible top terms, what Michael's been doing, top terms in terms of filing a claim, top terms that every veteran should know when filing a claim. Michael's put together an entire 8-part series, and each part of that series, he covers 5 different top terms. So that's it. So there's no 10 really involved, and we're not down there just yet. So it's 40 terms, but again, over the course of 8 parts. So today is our 5th installment. It's the 5th part of this whole entire countdown. So Michael Hopkins, back to you, sir. So where are we today? And again, just remind everybody again, what does it mean, you know, top terms and you know, that every veteran should know? What exactly does that mean when filing a claim?
Oh, most definitely. It means that you as the individual veteran understands this language. You know, in the military, we have all kinds of language. And these terms are the terms that the VA claims and pension section, this is what they use when they send us decision letters,
when we go to examinations. And these are the things that they use, and you as the individual veteran should have a clear understanding of how this works. It helps with the claims process. It makes it so much smoother, Carrie and Nicole Marie. It makes it so much smoother.
Wow.
That is incredible. Well, listen, I am excited to hear all about it. I know that the veterans are excited.
I am ready.
So, yes. So, Michael, let us get started with, now today you're counting down numbers 19 through 15. So, again, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15. So, Michael Hopkins, take it away with number 19.
Wow. Number 19 is the Sergeant First Class, Heath Robinson, honoring our promise to veterans to address the Comprehensive Toxic Act. In other words, it's a long title.
That's a long one.
It's a long title. But we know it as the PACT Act. That's PACT Act of 2022. That's what we know it as veterans, the PACT Act.
The PACT Act. So that's at number 19. The PACT.
That's number 19, the PACT Act.
Oh.
Wow.
And the thing about the PACT Act, what it did for us as veterans, it expanded and it extended the eligibility for us as veterans for VA health care for the toxic exposures that a lot of us faced during the Vietnam War, Gulf War, and post the 9/11 eras. You know, before, it was a little difficult for us to file for things, but now they've done some beautiful things. Like, for example, they've added 20-plus more presumptive conditions for the burn pits for Agent Orange and other toxic exposures.
Wow.
And
awesome.
And this was
awesome.
Just awesome. It's just awesome now. They've also added more locations that are presumptive. In other words, if you were there, the VA presumes that you were exposed to something. Like if you're a Vietnam vet, for example, the presumption is you were exposed to the herbicide Agent Orange. Same thing like during the Gulf War. They were burn pits, you know, big open areas that were lit on fire. There are all kinds of material that were thrown in there, and all of a sudden, toxic. A lot of it was toxic materials. The same thing with radiation. A lot of people don't know. There are a lot of veterans that were exposed to radiation back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and a lot of them developed all kinds of cancers and other things because of that. Just like now, it's a requirement for the VA to provide toxic exposure tests and everything to every veteran in the healthcare system. It's also going to improve the education, the staff education, the research, the treatment related to the toxic exposures. And to top it off, Nicole Marie and Carrie Hines, the survivors of the veterans that this happened to, they can actually file also.
Wow.
I mean, you know, what more excitement can you? I just get excited because this is something that all of us as veterans, we've been looking forward to this for such a long time.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
so interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a big wow. And now that was number 19.
Oh, all right. Michael, this is just amazing.
because healthcare is so key. I'm just so excited just to hear that about this expansion for healthcare options for just so many veterans. So I'm also so excited to hear about what else is on this countdown, Michael. So what is number 18?
Nicole Marie, right. I'm glad you asked that question. This one, number 18, is one of the most important ones for most veterans. It is called retroactive pay, or as vets, we call it back pay. And who can't get excited about getting back pay for something, getting thousands of dollars? Who does not get excited? I can't think of anybody. Can you guys think of anybody who would not get excited knowing that somebody? And you know, the beautiful thing about the retro pay or the back pay that we get as veterans is basically it's a payment that's owed to a veteran when the VA determines that a veteran's disability award has a certain effective date. In other words, just to give you guys an example, it could work like this. A veteran filed for a claim for compensation, say, back in 2018. He may have gotten turned down. He had to find new evidence. And it lasted for 4 years. This went for 4 years. All of a sudden, in 2023, the VA claims and compensation section awards that veteran an effective date that goes back to 2018. Now, can you both imagine how nice that would be to get a check like that goes for 4 years?
Right. Yeah.
You won't be upset or give it back, will you?
No, certainly wouldn't be upset.
No, you would not. And the beautiful thing about it that a lot of the veterans don't know is that they have to adjust for the years that they owe you money. They have to make adjustments in the amount that overall they're going to owe you, because every year we get a cost of living increase. So they got to make that adjustment. And then make an adjustment on the rate. There's a different rate or rating that you had. Say you were 50% in 2018 and it was one payment. Now 50% in 2019 is a different payment for a whole year. So now they got to make that adjustment. So, you know, we're talking thousands of dollars sometimes for veterans. Sometimes, believe it or not, we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars for veterans.
Wow.
So it's a beautiful thing. It really is. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, it's just incredible.
Right.
It really is. And that's why it's so important.
And well-deserved.
Yeah, and it really is. It's well-deserved, because a lot of times you, as the individual veteran, you had to go through a lot to corroborate a lot, to prove a lot, to medically prove that you're deserving of this particular rating. And, you know, it's great that the VA does something like this for veterans. I mean, it really is.
It's wonderful.
I can't think of any others. Not too many organizations that I know of that will do things like this for the people in the organization.
I don't know either.
I can't think of too many places, many organizations. Now, and that was number 18.
Amazing, Michael Hopkins. I'm just still reeling from this with all the potential money that could come in from back then.
Right.
So, yeah, so great on the countdown, Michael Hopkins. Great job. So I know that you have something great at number 17, Michael Hopkins.
Oh, yes. Now, at number 17, this is another one that for veterans
is a very important one. Not that they're all not important, but this one, especially in the claims process, we have something called a nexus letter. And people say, well, what's a nexus letter? Basically,
well,
what a nexus well, yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question.
I couldn't help that one, but
you couldn't help but do that one, right, Carrie? Couldn't help but that one, right?
Yeah.
Now, with a nexus letter, it basically is an independent medical opinion from a medical professional.
Ah.
And basically what that medical professional is saying in the case of a veteran, their opining or their medical opinion basically says the veteran's illness or injury is service-connected. That is the one thing as a veteran when we're filing for compensation, i.e. claims, that's the one thing. We have to show that it's service-connected. Whatever the illness or injury that we have to show that. There's a lot of times when it's kind of hard to show that. And that's why a lot of veterans get denied, because there's no link. There has to be a link between what happened to you in active duty military and what's going on with you now. There has to be a link.
Right.
And if the government, i.e. if the VA, the claims and pension section, if they don't see that link, it's hard for you to get granted your disability, your rating.
Wow.
It's very hard, because they're going to say it's no evidence. But what you want to do as a veteran is you want to find someone, a doctor, that maybe specializes in the field that you're having the medical issue with. So say, like, for example, you have PTSD combat. The thing of it is, maybe they can't find your stressor. The government cannot find out your stressor, the event. You're telling them, but maybe they can't find it at this point in time. You as the individual veteran, you're doing your due diligence. But what you need is a diagnosis of having PTSD combat. So the best person for you to go to would be either a psychiatrist or a psychologist. And based upon your conversations with them, the amount of time you spend with them, what will happen, they will develop their own independent medical opinion about your PTSD. And they'll be able to determine if it's service-connected. In their humble opinion, this happened to you while you were in the military. In other words, that's what and they'll put it in writing. They have the credentials behind them, and it's very important that whoever you go to as a veteran, they have to have credentials. They can't be a chiropractor and they're opining on your mental health. That's not going to work. That's not going to work. But if they're a mental health professional and they have the credentials and you're filing for a mental health issue, that's the person you need to talk to. It's the same as if you were having heart issues. You want to talk to somebody that specializes in that realm, in cardio, the cardio and all that. That's what you want to do.
That makes sense. Yeah.
It's so very important. But this is just, this independent medical opinion is just another tool that a veteran should know about, this IMO, this nexus letter. They should know about these things, because that's how you win a claim, by giving the government what they need, i.e. the VA. You're giving them what they need so they can make a sound decision. Now, how's that for number 17?
That is absolutely wonderful, Michael. This is such a critical, critical tool that you have given us to make that connection, you know, that service connection for the claim. So thank you so much. And now we are moving on to number 16. What do you have next for us, Michael?
Wow. Wow. Number 16, this is another important item for veterans to know the term. And this particular term is called an accredited agent. And a lot of times, an accredited agent. And I know that sounds very fancy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sure does.
Very fancy. Basically, in a nutshell, this is an accredited agent is someone that has been approved by the Office of Veteran Affairs in Washington, D.C., the main VA as far as with veterans. But this person, an accredited agent, had to be recognized by the VA in Washington, D.C., in order to help veterans file for compensation. They're authorized by the government. They get very typical. They get licensing, so to speak, you know, numbers behind their name. The
right.
government knows who they are. The VA knows who they are. They're on a roster. Anybody can check them out by going to the VA's main website. And they can see if this person is a legitimate person. There are some people that help with the claims process. I mean, it's important because a lot of veterans don't know. This isn't something that's stressed to us. A lot of times we kind of get pushed into going to different organizations. There's nothing wrong with that. There are what we call VSOs or Veteran Services Officers with Disabled American Veterans, American Legion, state organizations. They're also qualified by either the local level or the federal level to do claims. They're qualified. The thing that's different between an accredited agent and a lot of these other organizations, accredited agents can actually charge a fee legally to assist the veteran. They can legally charge a fee.
Now, that's critical to know.
Yeah, it's critical to know because there are a lot of veterans out here, unfortunately, that are being charged excessive amounts of money for claims help. Some of it is just, it's a little too much.
Too much, yeah.
Yeah, it really is. It is too much. Thousands of dollars sometimes veterans are being charged just to file for compensation. One of the things a lot of the veterans don't know as far as the accredited agents is that in the beginning when you're filing as a veteran, they're really not supposed to be charging you. They're really not.
Wow.
But, you know, they're really not supposed to be charging you. They're only supposed to be charging you once you've been denied compensation. Then, and only then, are you supposed to be charged. But a lot of these unauthorized companies charge people.
They don't follow the rules. Yeah.
Wow.
Right. And that's correct, Carrie, huh? They do not follow the rules. So that's why this one is so important. That veterans know that.
Agent.
Yes, so it's so important. I get so
awesome.
Infuriated, you know, when I hear these horror stories of veterans paying out thousands of dollars out of their pockets for help.
Oh my goodness.
And some of the things are very simple things that they could do themselves. You know,
right.
It just infuriates me. Now, that was number 16, accredited agents.
Well, that's one, Michael Hopkins, I will not forget anytime soon. Okay, so
certainly
great job on that. So listen, I wanted to take a moment to just ask Michael, before you get into the recap today, first let me again just officially thank Nicole Marie for hanging out with us today. You guys know she's my co-host over at the Hair Radio Morning Show, which airs 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern weekdays. So I'm so excited to have her with us on the Vet Talk Radio Show.
Thank you so much. I enjoy it so much. Having a great time.
This is really your unofficial home at the Vet Talk Radio Show.
Oh, yeah.
You had a good time. Yeah.
Having
awesome.
A great time.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. And certainly, let's take a moment to acknowledge the fans, the incredible veterans who have literally risk life and limb to help keep us safe in this country.
That's it.
So
thank you for your service. Thank you.
Absolutely. And we just, you know, we can't say enough. You guys know how I feel and how we all feel here at the broadcast. And so I thank all of you, and I thank Michael especially for really helping to open my eyes on a lot of this. So thank you, Michael Hopkins.
Oh, yes,
and,
quite welcome.
Crucial information.
Yes.
Thank you, Michael. We
great
salute you and all the veterans. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
And I want to remind you guys out there to please, if you are not a member, please go to hrmember.com. So if you can fancy yourself out there, and we know you love the Internet like all of us, go to www.hrmember.com. That's without the S. And literally sign up. It's free. You can become a member, and you can follow Michael Hopkins. You could even follow Nicole Marie and me, Carrie Hines, right there. Doesn't cost you a dime. So we would love that. And while you're there, you can read all kinds of posts under the Vet Talk Radio Show and others, group pages. So thank you so much. Michael Hopkins, now it's time for that recap.
Yes, sir. Number 16, that's your accredited agent. That's the person that they're authorized to help you as a veteran.
You're
going to
start at number 16 and go up? Okay, yeah. We're actually, I think, aren't you ready to jump in with number 19 through number 16 today?
This is quite true. I got so enthused, you know, on that accredited agent thing. I got enthused.
Yes.
And you're absolutely right, Carrie. Absolutely right.
Yeah,
well, let's go to number 19.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the PACT Act. And the PACT Act, that comprehensive for the Toxic Act. And that's just so important. It was the promise
absolutely
that the VA gave us, that they gave the American soldiers, military people. That's number 19. That's the PACT Act. Now, number 18, and I know everybody enjoys this one, that's that retro pay, that back pay that you as the veteran can get once the VA determines that you're owed it. Number 17, something else that was so very important. It was that nexus letter, that independent medical opinion that you as the individual veteran will have to get for some of your claims, some of your injuries, from somebody that's a medical expert. Now, once again, one of my all-time favorites, the accredited agent. That person is authorized.
You want to give us that again.
That person is authorized. He or she is authorized to help you, the individual veteran, and they're authorized by the Office of Veteran Affairs.
Well, Michael, I tell you, I am super excited. Yes, great job. And now, don't forget, folks, all of these, your entire series for all eight of these special top term episodes, if you will, or, you know, parts that we've been playing of the show are going to be right available to you. You guys can go over there now at the wonderful HAIRadio.com website and click on the forum tab, and you can go to Michael's page and see all of this. So it's all great. It's all going to be right there. You can play it again. You can play the episodes. Something new. We have them right there. You can play the different episodes. So really good stuff. Michael, what's at number 15?
Number 15, Carrie and Nicole Marie, is the Veterans Advocate Lawyer.
Veterans.
And I know we just talked about an accredited agent, but, you know, there's a big difference. You know, one, obviously, the advocate lawyer is a lawyer. And that's one of the main differences. They're actually lawyers that are authorized by the Office of Veteran Affairs to assist veterans in filing for compensation. And they, too, can charge legally, not illegally. They can't charge you 50% of your retro pay. That's not going to happen. You're not going to agree to that. But it is so, see, a lot of veterans, they think, oh, I need to go get a lawyer. Not understanding, you can't get any kind of lawyer to help you, the individual veteran, with your claims for compensation. They have to specifically be a lawyer that is authorized by the Office of Veteran Affairs in Washington, D.C. If they're not authorized by the Office of Veteran Affairs to help veterans, there's nothing you can do with them.
Right.
But yet,
wow.
Once again, you have
great
individuals out here that, you know, they want to take advantage of veterans. Not good.
No, it's awful. That's awful. So I love this, though, in terms of providing
I am loving
details
it as well.
Yeah. So that's important. So the lawyer must be also authorized by that veteran's office.
Right.
That's incredible.
And they're on the list also, just like the accredited agent. The lawyers that are authorized to help veterans are on the same list.
Michael, when you said the top terms, you weren't kidding. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That is
these
incredible.
Are
oh,
crucial,
yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes,
so very,
they
very
are.
Important.
Outstanding. Outstanding job. Okay, so listen, I want to just take a quick second to remind everybody again, all this is over at the Hair Radio Online community, at the HOC we call it. Go to HAIRadio.com, and you can listen to the different episodes if you missed any one of the previous episodes. Nicole Marie, awesome job. Michael,
thank
you
so much.
You have been outstanding. Great job on the countdown, Nicole Marie. Michael Hopkins, as always, you just knock it out of the box. You are the king of claims. So the way you end out each show, you always mention about the veterans who served, you gave them a little wonderful tagline. So what is that tagline that you end each broadcast with?
It is all about the vets, their families, the advocates of the vets, the friends of the vets, and anyone who wants to help a vet.
All right. We'll see you back here next
Michael.
Time. Thank you, guys. Outstanding job. Good show.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup.